Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee advanced the Falun Gong and Victims of Foreign Organ Harvesting Protection Act, S-4009, on June 17th. This bill can now be voted on in the U.S. Senate. It directs the U.S. government to complete a list of foreign individuals who have knowingly participated in or assisted with the practice of forced organ harvesting. The legislation allows the U.S. government to impose sanctions on individuals placed on the list, including bans on transactions with U.S. persons or entities, freezing of assets held within the United States, and a ban on entry into the country. Existing visas held by such individuals would be revoked, and they would become ineligible for U.S. immigration benefits. Jointly introduced by Senators Ted Cruz and Jeff Merkley in March, this bipartisan legislation has also gained the co-sponsorship of Senators Adam Schiff and Todd Young.
Austria. The 24th Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in the city of Linz on June 13th. 18 practitioners spoke about how they improve coordination with other practitioners while informing the public about the persecution. They described discovering their attachments and handling ordeals. Many attendees said they learned a lot at the conference and gained a deeper understanding of why they need to focus on studying the Fa. Many practitioners mentioned that the sharings at the conference underscored the importance of coordinating well with others. Attendees also reported that they felt encouraged to cultivate more diligently.
Romania. Falun Dafa Information Day events were held in the city of Brasov. Practitioners held events on May 30 and 31 and on June 13th. They were in the Old Town section of the city. Many passers-by said they were glad to hear about the physical and mental benefits of the practice. When they learned about the ongoing persecution of practitioners by the communist regime in China, people signed petitions addressed to G7 plus seven countries urging an end to the brutalities.
Finland. The Helsinki Day Festival was celebrated on June 12th. Residents and tourists enjoyed hundreds of activities throughout the city to commemorate Helsinki's birthday. Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises at the Esplanade Park and provided an introduction to the benefits of the cultivation practice. They also exposed the 27-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China with its severe human rights abuses. People were shocked to hear about the forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Informative banners were displayed in multiple languages. Many people signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution.
Belgium. Falun Gong practitioners in the city of Antwerp performed the exercises on a busy street on June 13th. Passers-by expressed interest in the practice and signed a petition calling to stop the persecution of its practitioners in China. Local resident Pieter Rombouts picked up a copy of Duan Falun, the main text of Falun Gong, and read part of the book. He shared that he had been looking for a way to help people with traditional spirituality. I think a lot of spirituality has been lost in today's world, but we really need it for our humanity, he said. Pieter signed the petition and added that he would like to try the exercises at a group exercise site.
The Netherlands. Falun Dafa practitioners raised awareness of the persecution of the practice in front of the Dutch House of Representatives and other locations on June 10th, 16th, and 17th. Their efforts were timed to be prior to the Parliament's summer recess. The Eastern European Mission motorcade drove by the practitioners having a rally while visiting the Dutch Parliament. Many passing members of Parliament said they had received flyers and other information about Falun Dafa. Former Representative Harry von Bommel expressed support while on his way to the House of Representatives.
Sweden. The Midsummer Festival takes place during the summer solstice. This year, it was held from June 19th to June 26th. Practitioners set up a Falun Dafa information table in front of the Nobel Museum in the city of Stockholm during the celebration. Tourists and local residents learned about the practice. Many signed petitions calling to end the persecution in China. Four Taiwanese tourists gave practitioners a thumbs up. One said, "Falun Dafa is China's hope. We will always support you." A tourist from Germany said she was very interested in Asian culture and Buddhist teachings. She said of the CCP, "The regime is truly evil. Something so tragic must be stopped." She was grateful to hear about Falun Dafa and shared, "Receiving such important information today gives me hope for the future."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. 53-year-old Liu Ying-shu of Chengdu City died in May of 2026 after suffering a stroke. Mr. Liu Ying-shu's passing capped decades of persecution for practicing Falun Gong. From the start of the persecution in 1999, Mr. Liu always sought to practice Dafa freely and with dignity. His efforts to do so resulted in being sent to labor camps for a combined total of over 3 years. After one of the times he was arrested in 2008, Mr. Liu was punched and kicked by the police and given unknown IV injections. Mr. Liu was not the only one in his family targeted for his faith. His parents were forced to stay with him at the brainwashing center on multiple occasions. The couple was ordered to watch videos slandering Falun Gong and to, quote, transform their son. Mr. Liu's fiancée broke up with him under pressure. His relatives kept a distance from him for fear of being implicated by the CCP. During his final years, Mr. Liu also faced frequent harassment by the police.
Mr. Liu Wansheng spent the last 5 months of a 6-year prison term in and out of the hospital. When his term ended in April, the prison guard sent him home from the hospital. He died 1 week later at the age of 71. Many practitioners detained at the Jinzhou City prison where he was held have been brutally tortured. Some died as a result. Of his 6 hospitalization records, only one had a prison guard's signature, while the other 5 were blank in the signature field. By law, hospitals must obtain a signature from patients or their families before providing inpatient treatment. The discharge papers from Mr. Liu's 6th hospitalization indicated that he was still, quote, conscious at the time of his discharge. However, he was unconscious when the prison guard sent him home from the hospital. His family questioned how a conscious person could suddenly fall into a coma during the 10-minute drive from the hospital to their home.
A 75-year-old Chongqing woman named Ms. Zhou Hualan recently stood trial for her faith in Falun Gong. Prior to this latest persecution episode, Ms. Zhou was incarcerated for 11 years. She served 3 forced labor terms totaling 5 years and 2 months, as well as 2 prison terms totaling 5 years. Ms. Zhou was arrested in March at a bus station after a local community vice secretary reported her for talking to him about Falun Gong. The police officer searched her but did not find any Falun Gong informational materials. Another police agency later raided Ms. Zhou's home but did not find Falun Gong materials. To prosecute her, they pored over surveillance footage and identified 3 clips showing Ms. Zhou talking to people. They claimed that she was promoting Falun Gong and submitted her case. Several lawyers expressed their willingness to represent Ms. Zhou. One of them called her sons to express his admiration for Ms. Zhou because she is upholding her faith and has done nothing illegal. The lawyer eventually hired to represent Ms. Zhou told her family that she had a smile on her face and remained calm during the nearly 2-hour visit.
A mother and daughter who both live in Shenyang City are being held at a detention center for their faith in Falun Gong. 82-year-old Ms. Zhang Yuan was arrested on June 3rd. Her daughter, Ms. Dong Mei, 57, then suddenly stopped responding to friends. It was confirmed that she, too, had been arrested. Ms. Zhang took up Falun Gong in 1995 and recovered from numerous diseases. Ms. Dong started to practice the next year. After the start of the persecution, mother and daughter held firm to their faith and were repeatedly targeted. Prior to their latest persecution episode, Ms. Dong served 2 labor camp terms totaling at least 3 years. Ms. Zhang's health declined amid the relentless persecution. She is blind in one eye and sees poorly out of her left eye. Her family is very worried about her following her latest arrest. Senate resolution condemning Chinese Communist Party crimes against humanity passes unanimously. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed Senate Resolution 444 on June 16th. It condemns the CCP and its leader for, quote, deceit undermining prospects for peace and security and orchestrating crimes against humanity, end quote. The resolution states that the CCP is a criminal organization that poses a grave threat to global stability and peace. The resolution was introduced by U.S. Senator Rick Scott. It states that Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party have long engaged in serious human rights violations, including forced labor, genocide against ethnic minorities, transnational coercion, and threats to U.S. national security. Prior to the Senate vote, Senator Scott delivered a speech stating that the CCP is one of the greatest threats to the American way of life, peace, and prosperity. He asserted that under the rule of Xi Jinping, the CCP has embodied a distinct form of evil, aiming to dominate the world and eliminate anyone who stands in the way of its ambitions, whether they be foreign citizens or the Chinese people themselves. He stated that the CCP has long maintained its rule through lies, cheating, stealing, and oppression. He condemned the CCP for covering up the COVID-19 outbreak after it first emerged in Wuhan in late 2019, and using international organizations to spread disinformation, resulting in severe global losses. He further asserted that the CCP has long failed to effectively curb the export of fentanyl precursors, and is therefore responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans due to fatal drug overdose. On the trade front, Scott stated that the CCP has harmed U.S. economic interests and caused the loss of numerous American jobs through decades-long unfair trade practices, currency manipulation, and the large-scale theft of intellectual property. Regarding international affairs, he pointed to the environmental damage and political coercion caused by the CCP in regions such as Africa and Asia, stating that Beijing disregards the severe consequences its actions inflict on local populations. On the issue of human rights, Scott condemned the CCP for implementing a policy of genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province and for detaining over 1 million Uyghurs in internment camps. The resolution states that under the leadership of the CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping, Communist China has been harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience, most notably from Falun Gong practitioners. Scott emphasized that for decades, the Western world expected China to move toward liberalization as its economy developed. But the reality has been quite the opposite. The influx of vast amounts of international capital into China has objectively aided the CCP in advancing its military expansion and economic growth, as well as in perpetrating genocide and crimes against humanity. The resolution encourages the U.S. government and its agencies to hold Chinese Communist Party officials accountable using all available tools, including the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which allows sanctions against individuals responsible for serious human rights violations or corruption.
Practitioners share Falun Dafa during multiple events in the USA. The 96th Jubilee Day Street Fair was held in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania on June 18th. During the event, practitioners of Falun Gong raised awareness of the ongoing persecution of the practice by the Chinese Communist Party. Elected U.S. officials, including Representative Scott Perry, expressed opposition to the CCP's brutality. Representative Perry drew attention to the recent bipartisan support for the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act, S-4009, by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The historic fair has been referred to as the largest one-day street fair on the East Coast, and it attracts about 70,000 attendees. Many people stopped at the Falun Gong booth. Approximately 400 people signed petitions calling for an end to the CCP's atrocities. On June 12th, a parade and fireworks show celebrating the start of the 2026 FIFA World Cup soccer games was held in Tacoma, Washington. As an official host city supporter, the Native American Puyallup tribe kicked off the festivities with a community parade, traditional welcoming ceremony, and fireworks. The Falun Dafa banner and Chinese waist drum teams contributed to the parade festivities. In the state of Minnesota, practitioners participated in Open Streets Minneapolis on June 7th. The event spanned approximately 20 blocks and featured approximately 230 exhibitors. Falun Dafa practitioners distributed handmade lotus flowers and information about the practice and its persecution, which includes a campaign of transnational repression extending into Western countries. In the state of Ohio, the Columbus Arts Festival took place from June 12th through June 14th. The event is considered one of the top 10 arts festivals in the nation and had an estimated 500,000 visitors during its three-day run. It included a market with roughly 250 exhibitors, four performance stages, and dozens of food vendors. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice to the public and collected signatures to support U.S. Senate Bill S-4009, the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act.
Documentary Unbroken praised at Dallas premiere. The documentary Unbroken, The Untold Story of Shen Yun, was screened at the Angelica Film Center in Dallas, Texas on June 7th. The film opened this season's Ministry of Truth Summer Film Fest and attracted film enthusiasts and local government officials. The documentary tells the story of how Shen Yun artists who present China's traditional culture and hold fast to their faith are undaunted by ongoing attacks and threats by the CCP. The story deeply moved the audience, and it received widespread praise. Many attendees said they were looking forward to seeing the Shen Yun show next year and hope to learn more about Falun Dafa, the faith that gives the performers their conviction and strength. The Angelica Film Center in Dallas is known for screening independent foreign language and art house films. Organizers of the Summer Film Fest said they also invited Jan Jakelic, the author of the new book, Killed to Order, to speak with the audience and autograph copies of the book. At the conclusion of the screening, the entire audience gave a standing ovation, expressing admiration for the courage and perseverance demonstrated by the artists and their gratitude for the documentary's production team. Political strategist Lauren McDonald expressed shock that the New York Times distorted its reports about Shen Yun and noted that the film significantly altered her perspective. From a legal standpoint, she found it alarming that the activities of the CCP within the United States have not been openly or clearly addressed. Ms. McDonald said, "The Communist Party of China and their activities in the United States are using our own institutions against us, and the average American has no clue. We think that the Chinese Communist Party is just their little preferred choice of government, when it is not. It is a totalitarian regime, and we definitely need to be aware of that." The mayor of the city of Fairview, Dr. John Hubbard, attended the event with his wife. He said that he previously knew little about Shen Yun or the threats it faces. The mayor was grateful for the opportunity to see the film and learn about the situation. Dr. Hubbard added that threatening people in the United States is unacceptable. He said he and his wife plan to attend a performance of Shen Yun the next time they perform in Dallas. City Council member from Arlington, Mauricio Galante, said the movie is inspirational and it's very revealing. It shows why the Chinese Communist Party is scared of Shen Yun. He said he believes that major media organizations need to re-examine the current situation and realize the serious impact that spreading false information can have on society. He thanked NTD TV for its in-depth investigations and for producing this highly informative documentary. A business owner and entrepreneur named Rose said the documentary deserved a perfect score of 10 out of 10. She described it as a compelling story that shows what the young men and women of Shen Yun have experienced. Seeing them endure persecution while remaining steadfast in their belief was both heartbreaking and inspiring. Several artworks from the Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition were on display in the hallway on the second floor of the theater. Information booths about Falun Dafa and Shenyun were also set up, where many audience members stopped to learn about the spiritual practice.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.